Conclusion. The unequal distribution of health damaging experiences is not a natural phenomenon, but a result of poor social policies and programs, unfair economic arrangements, and bad politics. While this general truth applies to health overall, it is equally, if not more evident in maternal health. It has become increasingly clear that social determinants play an important role in ensuring maternal outcomes, in reducing vulnerability and risk to both maternal morbidity and mortality. Poverty is one of the strongest determinants. Poor women are especially vulnerable because they are less likely to avail of maternal health care and to avail of a skilled attendant at birth, and even when they do have the care, the quality of care is inferior compared to that provided to richer women. Some women are more vulnerable, such as the young, those with unwanted pregnancy, and migrants. Food and nutritional security is critical for optimal maternal health, and in the absence of this often but not always linked to poverty, women will have increased risk of poor maternal outcomes. The Commission on Social Determinants of Health, based on evidence, believe that achieving equity in health, including maternal health within a generation, is not only possible, but is the right and urgent thing to aspire for. The needed responses to alleviate the pernicious impact of social determinants, especially poverty, food insecurity, gender inequality, are technically, socially, and economically within the reach and capability of all governments and other partners responsible for maternal health. With political commitment, the vicious cycle of poverty and poor health can be broken. Therefore, not to do anything is not an option in the name of justice and human rights. Page 24. In any new approach to human development, health and health equity may not be the deliberate aim of all social policies, but they must be the fundamental result of all policies. Action on the social determinants of health and maternal health must involve all constituencies, such as government, civil society, local communities, global partners, and businesses. All of them must embrace all the key sectors of society, not just the health sector. Comprehensive, holistic, and inclusive actions need to be taken coherently by all concerned sectors in a coordinated and mutually supportive manner. It is important, indeed critical, that all stakeholders look back at the promises made at ICPD and analyze the reasons why MDG 5 is making slow progress and is not likely to be achieved, so that remedial actions can be taken. To do this, maternal health needs to be seen and analyzed in its link with poverty reduction and food and nutrition security, so that a more coordinated approach can be adopted. The understanding of this link will also contribute towards ensuring that these three components of sexual and reproductive health and rights, poverty reduction, food and nutrition security, along with food sovereignty and maternal health, will continue to be given priority in the next generation of human development goals. Improving maternal health through alleviation of poverty and freeing people from hunger is not only possible, but possible within one generation.